in Southern California, or, you know, if you've ever heard KBCA back in the, and I was turned onto it briefly by my father. He'd listen to it in the car, and I oh, that's that jazz station. But then as a young man, I got into it. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. How the fuck did this goddamn cunt? Oh, you know what? I testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I backed the master down. Pardon me. We did a whole thing whenever Adam was here, you know, setting the resetting the levels in this motherfucker. And then I come in here and they're low. And I like, who the fuck? Oh, I remember I backed the master down. Well, guess what? I'm jacking it back up again. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. So anyway, KBCA was the jazz station. We don't have a jazz station in L.A. Well, we sort of do. We have the Long Beach State Station, which is fine, but we don't have a commercial jazz station in Los Angeles, as far as I know. Haven't really looked for one in a long time. Last one we had was KGO, which was the original KBCA, and then the owners there turned it to classical, and then they turned the motherfucker to country. I can't blame a guy for wanting to make money, you know. But boy, I'll tell you, when the heyday of KBCA was a great time because they had the greatest disc jockeys you ever heard in your life. And the afternoon drive guy, they had, I remember all of them, Dennis Smith and Jammin' Jay Rich and Tolly Strode, who you've heard me talk about a million times. I can't believe that Tolly Strode isn't a fucking legend. This is Dennis Smith with the jazz overnight. You know, and then they had Jim Gosa, who was fucking great. And they had in the afternoon Chuck Niles. He was, you might say, the voice of KBCA, I suppose. And man, I'm telling you, you never heard of a more beautiful voice way down there. I'm Chuck Niles. I met Chuck, and he was a cigarette smoker, big, tall guy. One of the few cats that looks the way he sounded. Tall, sort of bespeckled, occasionally wore glasses. Cigarettes, you know, good lean build, older guy, I'd say in his 50s by the time I met him. And this is Chuck Niles on KBCA. And like all of those guys, a former musician. Anyway, I just like the way the guy sounded. Catalog number 35251. And this is KBCA. Jazz and stereo 24 hours a day. And don't forget a Chili's Manhole coming up this Friday night. Why are we driving that audio. Testing 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Coming up to Shelley's Manhole. Mose Allison holding forth, and I don't know, you know, at the Lighthouse in Hermosa Beach. And those are some great times. Kenny Burrell will be there, and of course, Jimmy Smith will be up at Dante's, where dinner is served. You know, it's also very class. Dinner is served at And two shows, 8 and 10. Like, who goes to Dottie's for dinner? You know, you went there for... But anyway, and he must have been from L.A. because he was extremely L.A.-centric in his comments. Like, it always kind of galls me when I hear people talking about New York being the center of the jazz world. And I can tell you, here in Los Angeles, and then he'd name off a bunch of streets and a bunch of neighborhoods that were jazz places and got a real education. That was a great thing. You listen to a station like that. You got an education as well as hearing great music. And the other thing, as I mentioned, these guys, they give the catalog number. That was, you know, whoever, Gabor Szabo, from his album Into the Night, you know, and that is catalog number 5362534. And so if you wanted to go find the album. Now, who does that anymore? I mean, well, who has albums anymore, right? But that was the only time I ever even... On rock stations, I never heard that. It was probably antiquated by the time I heard it. It probably wasn't necessary by the time I heard it, which was in the late 60s, early 70s. But that was my station for a couple of years, and we all listened to it, and we'd go to all the jazz gigs that we heard there. So that's when I went to see, you know, that story I think I've told you guys where we went to see the CTI Summer Jazz Series, and we heard and saw a lot of, it was an unbelievable lineup, and one of them was the guitar player George Benson, who we went backstage, we just fucking four white boys in the middle of Southgate Palace, and we walk right straight backstage and find George Benson eating a sandwich, and there's a young lady there, and he was so gracious, we're like, hey George, we're a bunch of 19-year-old kids, and he looked up and he's laughing, And we said, come on, we want to buy you a drink. And he came out and he got a drink with us. And talked to us. I remember, oh shit, look at this. I got a jammed up. Hello, 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 hello. Oh, look at this.
All right, we got a problem now. Got a problem, y'all.
What did I do to this thing? Jammin' J. Rich. We may have to start this motherfucker all over again. What do you think? Let me do a thing here, man. Please stand by. Oh, are we having a, yeah. Are we having a problem here? I love you, buddy. It's all right, let's see. All right, what's going on here, man? We having an internet connection problem, or are we having a, all right, well, I don't know, hello? I've actually shut the stream down, so if you're watching this, you shouldn't be. My apologies. We are having a technical difficulty, which has to do, I believe, with... all right, first things first. We're going to have to reboot. Please stand by. That's the last time I mentioned Chuck Niles on the stream, I'll tell you that. Well, we sort of need this thing to just kind of cut off, you know. I don't know whether, how I can do that. Well, hell, I should have. Would you like, no, I don't. I don't want to save that. All right, what do I do? What do I do? Well, this is what I do. I start it again. All right, well, I don't know how many of you guys, but I'll go on the thing and ask them to... unpin from the profile. So I don't know how many of you are with me still, but we obviously had a major malfunction there. I apologize. I would refresh, reboot, whatever you need to do. That's what I'm going to do right here. Even on my little home computer, I'm not up yet. Okay. But we're streaming now, at least as far as I know, from our studio. And when we get back fucking online, we will get back fucking online. I apologize for the fuck up, you guys. I don't know. Sometimes when we ask the computer to do more than it wants to do, it just revolts, you know, it just says, fuck you, I'm not going to do all the shit you're asking me to do, you're asking me to do too much shit. And I suspect that that's what has happened. Let me see if we can get back up here. Now, if, with my luck, you know, I'm going to be spending all night trying to get this fucking thing going. Let's see what we got. No, I think we're back. Okay, there we are, we're back. So if you just missed whatever it was I was saying, what I'm saying is basically we had too much of a demand on our poor little old TriCaster, and the goddamn thing, now look at this, okay, and the goddamn thing has finally cooperated. What I'm doing is I'm looking back at my network computer to make sure we're actually on, and it's not just me enjoying myself by myself here. Such is the demand of being both... on-air talent, president of the company, overall godhead of the technical end of things, and, oh yeah, occasionally I sweep up. I'm just making note here on Twitter that, as far as I can see, we're back. All right. Well, that was fucked. You know what? That's the last time I mentioned Chuck Niles on this thing. Ah! The more I see you, the more I want you. Love a man. I was in the middle of talking about Chuck Niles and KBCA and all that shit because we were playing jazz coming into the thing, but don't forget it. Fuck it. Don't ever talk about jazz. Play it, listen to it, go see it, buy it, applaud it, love it, but don't talk about it. Don't sit and fucking talk about it because it's just, you know. So, you know, we were at the Hallelujah thing, man. We were at the march. I know, I don't want to upset anybody. Because it's some people say, well, no, it's not political. There's nothing political about wanting to, keep our kids safe. And I said, well, I agree. However, there does seem to be a political divide on this thing. So what am I going to do here? I'm going to go over here to Love a Man. My problem is I get these inspirations and I act on them in the middle of the... show when I should really have them all set up and ready to go, you know. unfortunately for me, you know. So here's, well, I was going to show you the video that we took of the, what was I going to say? Oh, anyway, that's what we did Saturday morning. As you probably knew, and as you were reading in the news, and obviously I took it with my iPhone, so we have that nice, gigantic bunch of black space next to it. And that's in Ventura. So it's probably about, I don't know, it looked to be about 2,000 people. The Ventura County Star reported 1,000, which I'm not doubting that that's their estimate. But, man, when we got to the back to the park, there were people just taking off, who had just started to take off. So I don't know. So that's what we did. And then we came, and I'm serious, I said, then we went to the store, we got organic eggs and bagels, and we made breakfast. I want you body and soul. I wonder how far behind this fucking feed is. I'm way behind in this motherfucker. I think I'm way behind in this motherfucker. All right, just wait. Who would be the character that we did that once before, but it's worth doing it again. Where the guy says he's a jazz player, you know. He's playing mouth horn. Who was the guy? Who was the fucking character? I must know. Let me see here. Characters. I actually used this to take notes in a class I was in, and the teacher was like, what are you doing? I said, I'm taking notes. No. Write them down, man. On a pad. Don't use the phone. I was like, okay. Let's see. Who would be great?
Yes, I've been, I've tried my very best, you know. Yeah, I've tried my very best. Hi. Well, yeah. Well, I've tried my very best, Phil, to... Now, I've got a problem here in terms of levels. What's going on with this goddamn... Hey. Testing 1-2. Hey, testing 1-2. Testing 1-2-2-2-2-2. 1-2-1-2. What the fuck is that, man? Testing. Hey, man, if these attenuators don't work... Testing. Testing. Well, I've had, thanks a lot, Phil. I've had enough. Thanks, Phil. That's it. Done. Mix it. Phil, I've had an awful lot of experience.
Hello, this is Phil. Hello, test 1-2-1-2.
Phil, I've had an awful lot of experience. Well, I can tell you, I practiced quite a bit, and because I work in a college town. Why is that so goddamn low? And because I work in a college town, Phil, I can tell you that.
Oh, really? That's really great to hear.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you approve. This is Don Mixa. And all right, this is one called Body and Soul. Let me see. I flat it out there.
You're playing what there?
Well, I'm virtually playing the trumpet.
What do you mean you're virtually playing the trumpet?
Yes, because that doesn't sound like a trumpet. It
sounds like you're playing it with your mouth.
Well, I am. I'm using my mouth to approximate the sound of a trumpet because I don't have a trumpet with me.
Well, then how do I know you play the trumpet?
Because I'm approximating. Trust me, Phil. You think I'm going to lie about it? This is what I sound like when I play the trumpet.
Yeah, it's pretty good, Mr. Mixa.
Thank you very much.
Oh, will you get out of here? It's the mouth trumpet. Some of the bread these guys are getting, the money the NFL's paying right now is like beyond. Quarterback money is $25 million a year. That's quarterback money. Good quarterback money. 25, 26, 27 million a year. I mean, I think the deal that, who's the guy? Is it Cousins? Kirk Cousins. Somebody got a deal that was worth $24 million a year. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Well, Phil, I can tell you, there's, you know, there's, this is a, it's wild. It's a wild time. And the money that's being made is beyond belief.
Don Mix is with us to talk a little bit about the money being paid. And I think you can, I mean, they must have bread, you know, the teams, whatever so-called ratings erosion there's been. Now, when's the next television deal coming up? As far as the NFL, I don't, maybe it's cheaper this way, who knows? Testing, 1, 2, 3. Who turned that fucking thing on, man? Who turned that on? Testing, 1, 2, 3. 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 Testing, 1, 2, 3.
Phil, I'm not trying to fuck around. I'm telling you right now, this is a great time, Phil. It's a great time to be alive, you know?
Yeah, sure.
What the fuck does that... Excuse my language. I mean, what is that? Goddamn, Phil, I have more appreciation for life. Are you pro-life, Phil?
I'm pro-my life.
I heard that. The more I love you, the more I dream about you. Here's a song, Phil. This is called... The More I Need You, The More I Need You, The More I Dream About You. And the Rams with their canary yellow uniforms. All right.
Maybe it's time. Maybe football. Maybe it is time for football to go away with these fucked up looking uniforms. I mean, it was a great Super Bowl. The Philadelphia Eagles were a great story. I was happy to see them win. I predicted they would. Well, I predicted they'd win through General Shaw or what's his name, Vernon Coach Dozier. Let me see. Bobby's had a lot to say. She's had a lot of people jump on her fucking shit this weekend. Oh, what? Come on, man. Don't do this. Don't fucking do this now. Don't do it now. Hey, come on, motherfuckers. Where are you, huh? Come on, girls, huh? That ain't the one, man. That's for the week of 3-9, which is what I just... 3-9? What is that, man? Oh. 3-19. Was that last Monday? The more I see you, the more I want you as time goes by. All right, well then kiss my bare ass, motherfucker. I didn't get any promo update for this week from Podcast One. I'm not quite sure what that's about. I know they've been changing a lot of personnel. We've gone through probably 3 or 4 contact people from Podcast One in the roll-up here in recent days. So I'm not quite sure what that means. Where's my watch? Where's my watch? Oh, right here on the end of my wrist. Whew. Sam Darnold. There's an interesting name. Not Arnold. Darnold. Not Eddie Arnold. Eddie Darnold. I can tell you that I'm hypercritical of a lot of things that are kind of fucking weird, you know. All right, so then comes our next favorite guy.
Thank you, Phil. This is, I was listening there to your caller. I just don't think it's fair that women are characterized as freaks because they're tall.
I didn't mean to say she was a freak, man.
I'll have my say if you don't mind.
All right, now, see, that's very hot. That is really fucking loud. Testing, 1, 2. Testing, 1, 2.
Testing, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Here's what I'm going to do. Do that. I'm going to do this.
I can tell you that, it's a wild thing.
So is that what we're doing? Is that what I'm going to do here, man? Test, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Test, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Test, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Test, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Test, 1, 2. What the fuck? Test, 1, 2, 3. Why is this thing not limiting? Test, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Test. Test, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Test, 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 test. Jesus Christ. Test, test.
Test, test, test. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Testing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Testing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Testing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Testing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Testing, 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 testing. Jesus Christ, this is fucked up. Testing, 1, 2. Testing, 1, 2. Testing, 1, 2. Testing. Test, 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 test. Should I just... I'm going to go to the old standby. I'm going to increase, I'm going to compress it a little bit here because I cannot stand the sound of this shit. Start earning your money, Mr. Master Control. Test 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Test 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Testing 1, 2. Test, test. Testing 1, 2. Testing. Testing. Test, 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 test. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Man.
And this is the telephone. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You know, the most reliable VU meter I got is not on this fucked up board because the boards themselves are never very good. No, nay, nay, it's here on my, it's the output, obviously, and more importantly, 1, 2, 3, 4, yeah, that's more like it. All right, man. Testing 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. How you doing there, motherfucker?
Hey, who are you calling a motherfucker? Boy, Jesus, get a load of this guy calling me a motherfucker. He just called me a motherfucker.
I just want to know how you're doing, man. How you feeling? How's it all hanging together?
It's hanging together great, Phil. I'm feeling good. I'm looking right. Saturday night, like you dick lickers like to call it, but,
Hey, who are you calling a dick licker?
Jesus Christ.
What? The fucking attenuators aren't even hooked up to these fucking cunt fucking modules, man. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 1, 2. It's hooked up to the fucking microphone. I'll tell you that much. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 1, 2. 1, 2. 1, 2. 1, 2. 1, 2. 1, 2. 1, 2. 1, 2.
And then we have Don Mixa here, Don Mixa here, Don Mixa.
Phil Hendry, Phil Hendry, Phil Hendry, Phil Hendry, Phil Hendry.
Don Mixa, I say, not you, Phil.
Good. Yeah, I have to do something different with this module. Yeah, I gotta do it. I gotta turn shit way up on that motherfucker. I gotta turn shit way up on that motherfucker. Sorry about that, folks. Just as you know, we had a big fucking to-do last week. But you know, the problem is solved by getting a obviously generator, getting backup batteries for a backup generator. Now, what is wrong with this thing? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. That's driving too hard. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. So I'm talking like this. I gotta have a jacket up that, you know, about three quarters. All right, fuck it. I don't know. Got an hour-long pre-show here because we've had so many stops and starts. Do you think we had Bobby Dooley on to talk about whether transgender people are allowed in the swimming pools? Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Testing 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Testing 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Testing 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Oh my God, these guys are fucking, are you kidding me? The NFL channel has just gone weird. Where's the fucking hockey? There it is. Jesus H. Christ, they got a dick with this shit? Come on, man. There it is.
The heat of the night.
All right, man, I'm ready. God damn it. 1, 2, 3. Fuck. Hey. Who is this? Boston and Minnesota.
Whatever.
And are we going to go on an operation with Jay tonight? He's going to be at a wake. Wait a minute, man. And then we're going to do Vernon Dozier, who got into it with some, he's watching his TV. And then we talk with Bobby Dooley about transgender people in the pool. Hey, Bray, are you in here? And then we've got Jay Santos about going to a wake. Live from a wake. Okay, that's it. All right, man. Now that we got that bullshit done. Testing 1, 2, 3. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Do I do that? Do I dare do that? Do I dare do it? Testing 1, 2, 3. Hi, Phil Hendry here. I mean, we just knocked all the fucking noise out of this room. That's what we did. That's what we did. Hey, Phil Hendry here. I don't know. I think we're just going to live the way we live. Live dangerous.